pizza here.
We go. Questions, coach?
Probably didn't want to test Max Huffy as much on his way. Welcome back. What can you say about the performance of him tonight?
Oh, he's the best player on the ice for us by a country mile. Us, Cirelli is probably the most behind him, but yeah, he was really good.
Would you say it was better, the behind the back last year, or the one that he made with his foot?
Oh, I don't know. If you were at the game, you probably saw a lot of good saves he made tonight.
How good is it to see Cooch give up a tough giveaway there, but to come back, score a goal, get
some. Yeah, it was probably wants that one back, there's no question, but stayed at it, and great shot by him, and a much needed goal for us because, you know, they had us up against the wall, and be able to take the lead, especially when we've given up that goal early. Big play, big shot, that's what he does. It's great.
And then to get those two in the last minute of the period.
So yeah, that was a game. So they had 59 minutes, we had one.
Have you guys changed up on the penalty kill from coming up and down November, now you've only given up one goal?
Well, Vass was a huge part of the power play. And to be honest, that swung the game in huge favors for him. You're going to take six power penalties. I think how many we have in the second? I don't know how many we took, four in the second. And so that's difficult. I don't know how many minutes we're showing in the second, but it's difficult when you're killing so much against the lethal power play that they have. And so we just, you know, continued to spend time in our zone, and it became draining. And then a lot of guys, you know, some guys don't get on the ice, which makes it tough. And now you're trying to get back in the flow of the game. They were pressing. But when our guys did get back in the game, you know, like that last, we scored in that last minute. But to be honest, that last 5 minutes of the second when they didn't score, and then our guys came out and we were kind of sniffing it, and they made big plays at the end, and we needed them clearly.
Coop, any update on Joe, or just a day to day thing?
Yeah, you know, he aggravated him, his injury in the Colorado game, played through it, and he needs a little bit of rest, so he couldn't go tonight.
How big is this road trip coming up for you?
This will be a good test. This was a test. So we played an outstanding team tonight. I thought I'm sure the coach was, I don't know what he said, but pretty sure he was like downplaying how well they played and disappointed in the score, and we're happy with the score and probably, you know, think we've got a little bit more in the tank than we showed tonight. But it's good to get a barometer. They're right behind us in the standings, and you're going to have to go through these teams, you know, if you're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, and this is what we're going to get, and this is what you're going to get against Winnipeg. And you go look at all those that this Canadian swing, you know, Vancouver's healthy and playing as well as they have all year. Calgary's the top of the West, and Edmonton's probably 1-8 of 10 or something. So this will be a really big test, but you know, you got to maybe take a step back here and say, okay, the boys came and played some pretty good teams on this homestand, and they went 4-0. And it's hard to do. It's hard to win, and you're not going to win pretty every night. Some different guys are going to have to stand out, and we got, you know, Vasilevskiy was outstanding tonight. We got a great job in the kill and keeping pucks out. Cooch made a big play on the power play to give us that boost, and we had some opportunistic scoring at the end of the second. And it won us a hockey game tonight. Is that going to win us a hockey game most nights? Probably not. But it won us tonight. And you know, I look back at so far this year and the 33 or how many games we've played, haven't seen but a couple that have been like that, so that stuff happens.
Was most of what they were doing or what you guys were doing as far as...
No, I thought they played well. Yeah. They played well, and again, when you're shorthanded that much, it can suck a little bit out of you, and you know, especially being as long as we were on our end, we've got tons of room for improvement, and as I said, they were looking up at us in the standings, and they played hard. Credit to them, they played really well, and But we did, you know, enough to win the game.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. June and Brandon.